Unit 13. Conversation 2. Scenario. The midwife continues carrying out the post-delivery postpartum assessment.
Okay, I'm just going to raise the bed again and check for any bleeding. When was the last time you changed this pad? There's not much blood there, but even if there's not a lot of blood, you need to change the pad regularly, maybe every time you go to pee. There's always a higher risk of infection after giving birth. And remember to take off the pad from front to back, and don't forget to wash your hands before and after.
I noticed some kind of globs of blood, kind of like soft blood clots, when I went to the bathroom yesterday. Is there anything to worry about?
How big were they? About the size of a coin. Bigger?
Just some small ones. Yeah, maybe about the size of a coin. I didn't feel worried about it, but I thought I should mention it.
That sounds quite normal. If they were much bigger, or if you were still bleeding heavily, of course, you should tell us. But that sounds normal. Your bleeding should slow down over the next few days, and the discharge should change color too. But the bleeding or spotting may continue for anything between 6 and 8 weeks. As I said, that's perfectly normal in the postpartum period. Okay, I'm just going to check your sutures, where you had your episiotomy, and I'm looking for any redness, bruising, or any erythema or swelling. That looks fine too, no opening or bleeding.
When do the stitches need to be removed?
Oh, they'll dissolve naturally over a couple of weeks, so we don't need to remove them. I'll just expose your leg. Just relax it. I'll support it here. Can you feel any pain or tenderness here?
No, but can I ask, why are you checking my legs?
Some new mums are at risk for DVT, you know, deep vein thrombosis, so it's something we have to check for. But you seem to be fine. So generally, how have you been feeling?
I've been okay. It's a lot to get used to.